So she said, "Oh, I won't be seeing that. Do you mind if I come with you? Because I don't want to go on my own." So and my mum arrived, she arrived first, and I said, "Well, you don't mind Naomi's coming, do you?" "No," she said, "watching me." "I don't." "But I don't even have company," she said. "I could have been at home with my feet up." You know,
But your mum wanted to see the film, did she?
well, obviously she didn't really.
So she was
Anyway, she really went on the way out. "Oh, I really enjoyed that." I remember we were crying, all right.
So she was glad she went in the end.
The last sort of 6 months I've been miserable, isn't it? Been
So you perked her up and...
Well...
So when are you going away?
I don't know, I said to them, what's your plans then? They're not looking to wear, you know, I mean, they're all in the way.
When's the kids going out? Tonight?
Well, I've dropped them out, I won't see them now, trust me.
You dropped them off from straight from school?
I dropped them off this morning, that's it. He's picking them
up. Oh, right, he picked them up. So, Jenny got some clothes at Charles and everything.
Took the suitcase. I'm going to leave it at with Nanny's down the road, but Carl was in this morning, so I dropped it off to him. It's going to be a long time.
Is that normally how it is from Friday?
No, it's normally from Saturday morning to Sunday morning. So I can assume, I just didn't wear it good the other day. But he said, he's got Jerry coming up from Hull to man the show on Saturday. He said, "Oh, you're tired and you need a change and a rest." He said something like,
"Do you think you'll stay over Saturday night?"
"Well, then we'd have to be back for 11. And then what's going to happen to the dog?"
"Oh, right. Oh, can't you take it on the main, can't we?"
"The only reason we're going."
I don't know what to do.
I tried to be
for the best.
Well, I do know what I want to do, but sort of not make a zip about it, about really guilty and stuff. You can't kick them while they're down.
Yeah, but you do it. They're ever a good time, though.
I mean, I'm interested. The shot he must have heard something on the radio and he said, "Oh, will you still love me in a year's time?" So he looked at me. I didn't even ask. That's how I am. I'm horrible to him, really. It's worse than being married.
So when are you going to tell him? When are you going to do it then? Take the bull by the
horns. Not my day in the lake.
Yeah, I can still see you with him in flame in 2 years' time simply because you're too frightened to say anything to him, to my son.
Oh, I do.
No, I've got good ears as well.
Hello.
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 Hello. Before you start moaning,
they're not heard again.
Oh, look,
it's so cute, it is. Hello.
Got a bit warm under there.
I was going to say, it's got rosy
cheeks. But wait, it's alright when the sun's out, when the sun's in it, it's freezing, so I've had these plastic arms on. Oh, get me. Well, I know she's screaming at the top of his voice. Oh, Ben had to bring him down in the end, give him a drink to start again. Even then, I had to stay with him until he went to sleep. This all started after last weekend. Dina put him to bed, didn't she? Instead of letting John's mum do it. Consequently, he got dead upset. So I was dead annoyed with it. All week I've been struggling to get him to bed. He was a treat before. Just used to take him up, give him a cuddle, say no night, and that was it.
So why did it disturb him with Dina? Was it just because it's not like an adult?
Yeah, I suppose
it's comforting,
so.
Is it? It's the same routine.
Plus, you can't. can't sort of cuddle him like that because he's too heavy.
I rock him,
you know, for a couple of minutes.
Not long. Oh,
taking the braces off as well. So dopey, aren't you? Mm-hmm.
Oh, we could end it.
I don't know what you're going to do. Because whatever it is, you're not doing it, you're just letting the time go by, aren't you? Treading water, if you like.
Last night I got nearly upset. I did in bed, and I kept saying, what's the matter, what's the matter?
Yeah,
the sort of film. Film and everything, yeah. Mm. But him just tell me about the house and what's wrong. With the car and everything.
And is that right? Is somebody coming down to buy you
there? No, I was just calling back home to show the car. And that's what I didn't jump up and down. I feel head awful really, but I didn't jump up and down.
I'm not surprised, I'd have done me through. If I was going around with somebody that. Say they're going to put the house on the market for me. Wants to make a go of the marriage, new baby, two other kids, and then, but yet yeah, wants to play around in a, you know, a little sports car that nobody but two people can sit in.
I know.
I can't.
It's the weekend only. And there's me with my old friend.
But he's got so many debts, Lynn. It just doesn't seem right. He's living in cuckoo land. And when are you ever going to feel secure with somebody like that?
Never.
You can't, can you?
Is there any more tea in the pot, Jane?
Yeah,
there
might be.
Oh, that was beautiful, that tea. I love it. Just sort of ready for it.
I'm not all that dashing around. He asks such a lot of you, Lynn, and I can't understand why he's like that when he says he loves you and everything and he wants to do this.
See, I don't know why I'm being so bloody docile.
No, Amelia, then you're going to come a right bloody cropper.
I keep burning my arm, but I bet I didn't. I thought it was dead. Only positive. Right, I went to him yesterday, but I'm going to say something. And that we've got to have a look at this. And then he's going on about, well, I've sold my car to pay the mortgage.
I don't know what he's telling you, is a pack of bloody lies. If he could lie that bloody easily.
Well, he said he wanted it as a surprise.
Yeah, but he knew you wasn't. You wasn't keen on the idea anyway,
didn't he? Well, that's right, yeah. Because when he asked me, ages ago, did I think he was being selfish? I said, yeah. Mm-hmm. I said, but like, you tell me it's your life.
He's like a genuine life, that bloke. I told you before, you want to be bloody careful how it works out.
How do you feel about your baby now? You know, is it okay?
It's going to be his baby when it's a good baby. It's your baby when anything comes to actually buying for it. And looking after it, I would imagine. I can't see him doing all what he says he's going to do with it, though.
No.
What are you? He's playing with your...
Oh, let's have a... Is it in there?
No. Right, we'll have another cup of tea and then we'll have that nice cake.
Right. Look at you, you know your crisps. That was flattering.
But, yeah, I'm going to go and bring my pushchair in. Or it does.
Yes, I'm going to. I'm just working out how it's okay. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. remember Clara and Abby, but Alex is.
Well, it's at Carl's.
But you could use it like when you get that, you know, for that one.
I know they've been there years.
I was going to do know what's done it, I suppose, apart from Bradburn going in off there. I mean, they just about managed, didn't they, with Stella?
Because they sell different.
Me and John had one distinctive the other day.
They're oblong, aren't they?
Yeah. You can have mine. Would you like my carrot? You can take it off.
Would Michael like it?
No, it's marzipan, isn't it?
Yeah.
You like marzipan, don't you?
Yeah.
Yuck. I like almonds and everything, but you just don't like marzipan. I think it was something that from when I was a kid, to be honest.
We do another sort. That's really nice. It's called a nutty vera. And it looks like this, but it's a similar texture, but it's a different shape. It's got walnuts on the bit on the top. And what it is, the man that bakes them, it's a small baby that makes these.
Mm-hmm.
And he's related to Vera Duckworth out of Coronation Street. It's his sister-in-law in real life, something like that. So he's done one after her, a nutty Vera.
I bet that's nice.
That's what she said anyway.
With nuts on instead of them.
Yeah. Do you know, I could drink and that's not good. I'll chop that top. You've got me on it. I remember Carl trying to push the hair bits and we get all the fingers caught. It's like with an ironing board, isn't it? Like pumping out on another planet to a man. That's right.
Thirsty
the last few days. was that in mind when you're desperate for something and you get home and you really feel alright, pick a crisp, you've just gulped it down.
Bite in a slab, can't you? But without the cream on. No. Like in Spencer's, you can buy the just carrot cake. No. I just got onto it. Give me time.
Oh yeah.
I'm not too keen on the creamy stuff. You're a mess.
I know what you mean, it's harder to wash when it's dry.